That's Third Rate Romance, Sammy Kershaw. Love that song when Amazing Rhythm Aces did it. I still love it. Hey, it's Dablo here. It's 841. We've got kind of a cloudy, hazy thing going on. 63 degrees. It is time for our final Breckenridge School News report of the school year with Superintendent Christy Sullivan. That is brought to you this morning by your State Farm agents, Matt and Amanda Frederick.
State Farm agent Amanda Frederick in Breckenridge salutes all of the 2023 high school graduates. Graduation is a time for reflecting on the labors of the past, the accomplishments of the present, and the possibilities of the future. Congratulations. From Amanda Frederick, State Farm in Breckenridge. State Farm agent Matt Frederick in Wahpeton congratulates the class of 2023 graduates. Now that you're graduating, you're at the beginning of a brand new journey. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Congratulations, 2023 graduates, from State Farm agent Matt Frederick.
All right, one last time, let's head over to the land of green and white. And our last report of Breckenridge School News for the school year was Superintendent Christy Sullivan on the phone with me this morning. Christy, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Well, it's kind of bittersweet. I look forward to this every Monday. But hey, summer's almost here and graduation's almost here. What's going on in Breckenridge School News?
Well, we had our graduation yesterday. We had a full house. It was a fantastic way to celebrate the many accomplishments of the class of 2023. I want to take a moment to just thank everybody who attended and showed their support for our graduates. This week, of course, we've got spring activities still in full gear, so our varsity girls golf will have their Heart of Lakes tournament in Pelican Rapids today, as well as our varsity boys golf, both heading to Pelican Rapids for that Heart of Lakes tournament. Our JV and varsity baseball doubleheader this evening will also be in Pelican Rapids. So lots of our kids heading on buses over to Pelican. Tomorrow we've got JV and varsity baseball at Upsala. Wednesday we're going to have a special retirement and staff recognition for all of our staff members to recognize their years of service and those who will be retiring this year. So that's a great event for our staff at the elementary cafeteria after school. Then Thursday, we've got junior high baseball, a doubleheader at Barnesville. JV and varsity baseball will also have a doubleheader versus Barnesville. And then Friday this week, we've got an early out for students at 1:30, 1:20 at the elementary, and our staff will have their last PLC of the year. Reminder that there's no school on Monday, May 29th, in observance of Memorial Day, and the last day of school for Breckenridge Elementary and High School will be June 2nd with a 12 o'clock noon dismissal and summer send-off.
Wow. Hard to believe. It just seems like yesterday that you and I started talking about the brand new school year, and here we are on our last report. Well, Christy, listen, it has been an absolute pleasure talking with you every Monday. You and the rest of your staff and students have a fantastic summer, okay? We'll catch up in the fall.
You as well. Yep.
All right.
And thank you, Bill. Thank you to KBMW for spotlighting our weekly happenings throughout the 2022-2023 school year, and we look forward to catching up again when school gets started up next year.
All right, Christy, great to talk with you. Breckenridge School News wrapping it up for another school year. And, we'll be back in the fall every Monday with this report as well with Christy. It's 8:45 here at the Voice of the Valley, and time once again for another edition of Point of Law. It is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wahpeton.
Can police